Well, this is our fifth year to have the 50 Men Who Can Cook, and it's been just a very successful event. It was thought up of Ann Jackson way back when the original board, and they came up with the idea of something new, just have men donate their time to come and cook, and each cook volunteers to do this. They prepare 200 samples of either an entree, a dessert, a side dish, some food, and they buy all the food and do everything, and they do all the presentation. They have to go. We have a little health class. We have to go through the health deal, and they serve it to people who buy tickets. All the proceeds are obviously all the funds come in, go to support the College Station Education Foundation, and allow us to fund grants and scholarships in the College Station Independent School District. Started out as a great idea. We raised some money, but it was a great event. This fifth year, it is raised. We're over, total. We raised over over $112,000.
And that's record breaking, correct?
That was gross. We had some in kind. Really, $127,000, but that allowed us to fulfill our budget of. I think we had budgeted about $65,000 to go to our grants, and some of that, and then some of the things we're using with Success 24/7. But we were able to continue increasing our grants with our teachers, which is really allows our educators to think outside the box of new ways to use technology, to use different ideas and teaching methods that aren't traditionally supported through the budget process because of the tight budgeting process, but because of the grant and all the funds, they write a grant. We have a grant team that goes through and reads them and evaluates them, and not every grant gets accepted. But those that do get accepted, we fund and we go out and give the money to the teacher where they go through purchasing process like it was regularly through the schools. And it's just a wonderful deal to see the cutting-edge technology in the classroom, the teachers having the freedom to think outside the box, get the funding for that outside the box, and our kids using it.
So do you know yet where this year's specific funds will be going?
Yes, I do. And I know I'm not telling because we have a grant patrol that will be coming through the school district in April. And that's where we'll have two buses. One goes through the elementaries, junior highs, middle schools, and the high school for College Station. The other one kind of elementaries, junior high, middle school, and high school for the College Station High School and the AMC both. With cheerleaders from each high school and band members and whatnot, we parade through there, and that's a big celebration for that day. So those teachers don't know they're getting a grant.
I see. But is it distributed evenly amongst the different schools?
Sometimes. That is not our intentional goal. Our goal is for the teachers who write grants and that are accepted grants that they're rewarded. We've had them in every school. In most part, there's a lot of participation. Every once in a while, there'll be some area that didn't have any grants in, so they don't.
For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm with Cal McNeil discussing the money that was raised by the 50 Men Who Can Cook event. And so what specific date will the grants be awarded?
April 18th. And it's a all-morning event, and I'm not suggesting you have to do that, but you should meet us at one school and go to see the excitement with the teachers and the young students and the whole staff. And it's it really does more than just provide that grant. If you can imagine teachers who are fighting to educate young people on a constrained budget, having to do more with much less, I have no idea, and I'm scared to ask, how much of their personal funds they put into those classrooms. And to feel that pressure all the time, the pressure to pass certain tests, pressure to provide information, all those things. And then one day, here comes a bunch of people beating on the drum saying, hey, here's some money. It's a great idea. I appreciate you working even a little bit more harder and putting that good idea to paper, submitting it timely. And here, we'd like to give you $5,000 to do that idea. It just, you can tell on their face, it seems like there are people out there that do believe in the school district. There are people out there who are willing to give money. and support our school district. And it just almost rejuvenates the whole campus.
It sounds very meaningful.
It is. There's a lot of crying. It's really kind of freaked me out the first time. I've given checks to ladies who hug me and cry, and I felt like I was the Ed McMahon guy giving out the million-dollar awards. it really was, but it does mean a lot to them. But it just goes to show and is a testament to the depth and commitment that our teachers have for our young kids.
All right. And would you please just give me a little sum up of the winners of the 50 Men Who Can Cook?
The best appetizer was won by Evan Ballard with his Angry Chef hat, Angry Bird Chef hat. The best of show went to Ron Fox and Paul Dorsett, and they were in their Elvis costumes. Hans Hammond was the best entree. And Seth McKinney had the best dessert. Joe Ayala got an award for the most tickets sold. And, of course, all of this really couldn't have been made possible except for our corporate sponsor, who was our top chef, and that was Commerce National Bank. And we appreciate Mike McBurdy and all the wonderful people out there at Commerce National Bank for sponsoring us. But I'd like to sum up, it's a great event because of a few reasons. One, we have great people. We had 64 men cook in the 50 Men Who Can Cook, because you never know, some of them might not be able to cook well, so we wanted to make sure we at least have 50. But we had over 64 people do that, donate their time. We had over 1,200 people attend the event to support it, and it just goes to show you the community is committed to the education of our young people, and what a wonderful community we have.